Hello and welcome to the E equals MC squared of running. I'm Maggie Cooper and this podcast is about running and a little bit of science. But as you probably know, the last few weeks I've been talking just about running because we've been having something called the Park Run Challenge with our club. And what happens each week is you have to run a park run and you get points if you run the park run. And you get points if you get a photo taken or you post a photo of you running. You get points if you meet the challenge, which this week was crazy hair. More of that in a moment. And you get points if you do something like a season's best or PB, or you have the highest age grade rating for the competition for that week. So, crazy hair. Now, I previously had done crazy hair, the previous park run challenge, and I had got a kind of like orange afro wig, but I didn't have it with me. So I thought, what shall I do? Should I try and do my hair up funny? Or I wasn't sure. So in the end, I bought another wig, cheap, very cheap, on Amazon. And it was, to describe it, well, if you have seen Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce running, then I would say the nearest is to kind of her hairstyle, which obviously looked a bit weird on me. It would have been okay. I mean, there is safety in numbers. You know, if you're going to do a stupid challenge and dress up some crazy outfit, then really, if you're with your mates, it's okay. But if you are the only one at the entire park run that looks like a complete idiot, then you do feel a bit exposed, I suppose. And that was the case for me because I did my very first park run at Wimpole Estate Park Run, which is in Cambridgeshire and it's close to Royston. And it is a lovely park run, I have to say. I mean, I've not run like loads of different park runs. I've done a few different ones. Probably of the ones I've done, one of my favourite is Croxteth Park Run in Liverpool because it's one nice big loop. It's actually quite flat as well. I guess that's always a good thing. And it's, you just feel like you're out in the countryside. And I would say this run, even more so, it was almost, in a way, actually, it was a bit more like a kind of cross-country course than it was a park run course, because I would say maybe like half of it was on grass and then there was this big hill in the middle of it, and then you ran down through the sheep poo, and I'm sure there was some cow dung there as well. Anyway, my shoes have got poo on them still, so whatever it was. It was very very picturesque, a very very English countryside sort of thing. So it was extremely nice, but I would say it wasn't a course that you could run really, really quickly. I think it will be very interesting to run it in the winter when it's maybe a bit muddier or wetter, and I think that road shoes, which is what I was wearing, will not be the appropriate footwear. In fact, it was really dry. It was not a problem at all, and I think it was not particularly slow as a result of the conditions. But I think maybe at some points in the year it might well be a little bit more churned up. I tell you, one thing that was really interesting about it, though, was not just that I was wearing silly hair and felt very self-conscious, but they had a separate start for dog walkers. So you know how normally the dog walkers are asked to like go at the back? Well, in this case, the dog walkers, should I say, started maybe, I don't know, maybe 200 metres ahead of the rest of the field. And I thought, that's not fair. Getting a head start. How do they make that up? And in fact, partly way around the route, maybe after about a mile or something like that, there's an extra dog loop. So the dog walkers or runners have to go round an extra bit, which I guess adds the extra distance. Obviously, I didn't do that, so I didn't know exactly where that goes. But I thought that was rather good because it actually meant that the people with dogs weren't in the way of the other athletes, but they also could have a fair run at the park run without, you know, having to start from the very back when you're having to like, find your way through loads of people. If you're maybe a quick person with a dog, it doesn't seem fair to have to start at the back. So I thought that was really, really good. Anyway, this Wimpole Park Run was very, very friendly and the people were very nice and it was all very English. There weren't that many people there. It wasn't like Birkenhead when you kind of get several hundred. It was probably, I don't know, 200 or something like that, I guess, in the end. I ran okay, is by the wig, and I did 22:44, which was a reasonable good age grading. I don't know, 78 and a half or something. I don't know, can't remember. So I was quite pleased with it, but in a way, I was also slightly disappointed because the last K wasn't very quick. Basically, I thought the last K should have been quicker. I think it was sort of a little bit net downhill, but I think psychologically I found it difficult because there was an extra kind of, you know, when they put in like an extra little loop just to get the extra distance. So there was one of those in there, and I think that mentally that played with my mind anyway, should we say. So but it was okay, and I was glad to have gone and completed the challenge. Of course, I don't know where I am on the leaderboard now. Hopefully I'm somewhere up there. Not that I'm competitive or anything, but while I have been doing obviously most important competition of the year, the Park Run Challenge, there have been other competitions going on, which I just like to mention from our club. One of those competitions was the World Championship Laser Run. Now, this laser run is one of those things that our club have been really focusing on. When we sort of started up, we wanted to add that touch of diversity to just athletics or running. And laser run was one of the things that Ronan, who is sort of in charge of the club, thought would be a real fun thing to do. It's part of the modern pentathlon. I don't know if you watched the sort of Olympic Games, because the British people do pretty well in the modern pentathlon, and I'm pretty sure that they won the men and the women in that. And the last event, which is a combination of two events, is this run and shoot. So you run, I can't remember the exact distance for say the Olympics, it might be something like 800 meters or something like that, and they have to stop and you have to shoot, and you shoot a target, you have to hit it five times, and then you move on. So you've really got to be very good at the shooting. You've got to calm yourself, your nerves, you know, get your gun steady, arm steady, and shoot the target five times. Between each shot, actually, you have to take the gun down, reload, and shoot again. Not that there's anything, not like any bullets in it, but it's like this laser thing, you have to reload it. So anyway, we've been practicing that a lot, the kids particularly have been working really, really hard on it, and it was really great because we had people from all age groups, a lot of age groups from under 11 anyway, to I think the oldest athlete maybe competed in the W40 age group, and out of those people we got two individual silver medals. I think we got three gold team medals and one silver team medal. So that was phenomenal. I mean, for our small club to have so many medals at world championships, I mean, I know it's a little bit niche, but all the same, it's amazing. It's incredible. And then added to that, one of our athletes is also competing in, I think it's the European Deaf Athletics Championships in Poland. And she won a bronze medal, I think it was, in the 1500 metres. And I think she stands a better chance in the 5000, which I think is up tomorrow. So good luck to Evie in that. But yeah, that's also very exciting. I mean, to have, you know, medalists on European and the world stage, it's absolutely incredible. I just couldn't have dreamed that that would happen for our athletics club or our running club or whatever our club is, a pentathlon club, in its first year. So our congratulations to all of those people that took part in those events, because that's just so super. But I have to say, I'm still hoping to beat them in the Park Run Challenge. So next week, we are going to, I think the idea is to try and support our friends in Kenya. And we've got this link with an athletics club in Kenya, which has some amazing athletes in it. And I think the idea is to run to support them in the final Park Run Challenge. But interestingly for me, and that's there's a bit of a big if actually, that whether I'm going to run or not. I'm not 100% sure whether I'm going to run on Saturday. I'll tell you why in one moment. But if I run, then it will be my 100th park run. Now the if is for two reasons. One, is I'm not sure whether I want to run my 100th park run somewhere where I've got no mates. I don't know anybody in Wimpole Estate Park Run. So I could run it there. I could just do the 100th there. Or whether I should go back down to Birkenhead and do it more as a fun thing with my friends from the club. But because I've kind of moved, maybe it's just a thing. I just have to do it and do it separately. I don't know. The other thing is that it's my wedding anniversary. Our wedding anniversary. And so I'm not 100% sure whether I want to get up early that morning and go and do a park run. So we'll see how it goes. I might not run. We'll see. So that will be the last one in the challenge though. So I kind of want to do it. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But that's the update. I'm a bit behind time today. So I'm just going to make this one nice and short. And I hope that you enjoyed that update on the Park Run Challenge. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.